Alright, Ki'asa Rav Dimi.
Ki'asa Rav Dimi. Should I read?
Yeah, read all of them. Me'aretz Yisrael.
Ki'asa Rav Dimi, Me'aretz Yisrael, Lebavel. Amar, Shemati Amri, Be'aretz Yisrael. Yachol Yilke, Al HaTosefet.
Fascinating question, right? What's the question?
Basically,
there's no question.
Maybe you'll say that a person can get Malkus, right, for violating Tosefet Shvi'as. Forget the time of Tosefet Shvi'as. The point is, before Shemitah, maybe a person gets Malkus for that. V'shamati.
V'shamati. Dinasi v'la Talmudi v'patura. Shnaktu sh'yesh limon minakatu minakatsa. Shepatar v'eno loka ala Tosefet.
So it's amazing. They learn out from the Torah that there is... It's astonishing. They learn out... Remember, it sounds like Tosefet is the Rabbanon, right? But they learn out from the Torah that you wouldn't get Malkus for violating Tosefet Shvi'as. This seems to sound like Tosefet Shvi'as is what? Daraisa. Keep going. Below... So we don't know what it's coming to teach you. Umay Tosefes. And what the heck is Tosefes? So the Gemara is actually asking, what is Tosefes? What does Tosefes Shvi'as mean? Okay, so good. Rebbe Elazar Amar.
Rebbe Elazar Amar. Hanidon Shadanu Bo Be'aretz Yisrael Hayavagabe Harisha Vishvi V'Harisha Nikra Tosefet Misham Shadina Inu Mepar Shvitara Ela
You know, actually, you can skip this chunk. Go down to the next paragraph. Rabbi Yochanan. We're not going to take a Rebbe Elazar. Look at Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan Amar. Shehosifu.
Sorry, it's like
Shehosifu
Chachamim.
Amru Shigish Okay, so what's the issue? The issue is we're trying to find out. We know there's something called Tosefet Shvi'as. That's the accepted tradition, right? That's the Mesorah. What we don't know is...
What is
it? Well, no, we don't know...
How long?
How long is Tosefet Shvi'as? Now, remember, come on. Where is our precedent for an idea of Tosefet? What? No. I mean, halakhically.
Shabbos.
Okay? Or Shabbos, you're Mosif Chol Ala Kodesh. Right? They didn't make up this idea. What's another example of it that extends to Shabbos? Is Yom Kippur. The whole idea of Yom Kippur, how you know, you're supposed to Mosif, you always start your fast a little bit earlier. That's an idea of Mosif Chol Ala Kodesh. We have a day of sanctity. We start earlier. So the idea of a Tosefet isn't foreign to Halacha. So what does the Gemara say? So what does Rabbi Yochanan say? The Hachi Kamar. So maybe you'll think you'll get Malkus if you do any of these if you, let's say you plow during Tosefet Shvi'as, maybe you'll get Malkus. The Asya okay, it's going to be tricky. Tishbos, right? So okay, very good. Okay. No, it is by sort of, okay? Very good. So the pasuk says that from plowing and from harvesting you will rest. Now this pasuk doesn't have to teach us, right, that it's prohibited to plow and harvest during Shemitah, because we know Sharek Var Nemar Kitzira Chalo Sixor. So we have already a pasuk that tells us. So if we have a verse that tells us you can't harvest during the seventh year, this can't be teaching us you can't harvest during the seventh year. Keep going. Ela behechrak shapasuk v'alamed.
Sha'asar b'shishe laso melacha shemolila.
L'shvi'as.
Va'uver al isor hazeh chayev malchus.
Amazing. So what's this pasuk must be coming to teach you? Meaning, just to make sure you guys follow. There's a pasuk that says you cannot do harvesting during Shemitah. Okay? Then there's this pasuk that says bakatsir tishbos, which sounds like I cannot harvest during this period of time. But it can't be talking about Shemitah because we have a verse that says that already. So, no. So what's it telling you? It's telling you can't do Katsira when?
Before.
Which sounds like there's a Torah source for Tosefet Shvi'as. Keep going.
Pater, come on.
Lomda begzera, lomenas begzera. Keep going. All right. So later on, but so what do we see? We see no. Eventually, the Gemara is going to conclude that the Hosefa Shvi'is is not learned out from the Torah. Meaning, it's really what?
Durabana.
Okay, that's going to be the end game. What? Can I ask you a simple question? A weird question. Why would the Gemara want to find a Torah source for Tosefa Shvi'is? Why would the Gemara want Tosefa Shvi'is to be Doraisa? It's like it wants it.
Well, it means it wants
to. Like, you're asking, isn't it funny to say Tosefa Shvi'is is Doraisa? What's funny about saying that? Forget Malkus.
Because then it's not Tosefa, it's just
Shvi'is. Yeah. It's just Shvi'is, right? It's just more Shvi'is, right? It'd be very odd. It's funny to suggest that there's a Torah Doraisa Shvi'is, and then there's also another, what, another Shvi'is?
It's just not doing it.
It's like more Shvi'is, right? Okay. So see that step right over there tells you there's something odd going on here, right?
Yeah, why?
So is it kind of weird to say let's make something?
In other words, what are the two ways you can create for whatever reason why, which I don't care about, the period of time before Shemitah is a period of time where people need to, well, we do know why, people need to stop doing malacha, okay? We're going to call it Tosefa Shvi'is. So people have to stop doing malacha. They have to stop doing agricultural labor prior to Shemitah, okay? There's two ways you could formulate such legislation, two conceptual paths you can go in formulating such legislation. What are those two paths? Okay, translate that, though. Great precedent for this, and then excellent. Okay, good.
Extension isn't a reason, though.
No. One second. I'll give you an example. This comes up with a famous question by Sfira Omer. Okay, it's a great question. I will do this sugi later on in the year, but if you remember it later on in the year, I'll be very impressed. But anyway, question is that Tosos wants to say, when it comes to Sfira Omer, he wants to say that when's the best time to count Sfira Omer? When's the best time to count?
Like a night.
Before Tzeis. After sunset, before the stars come out. Okay, does that sound reasonable? No, the Ron says that's insane. Why is that insane? Because in the times of the temple, when do they count?
At night,
after the stars came out. Meaning, Seisukol Chavim Midoraisa is when a day starts. The rabbis come along and make up this business of from Bein Hashmashos, but the day and halacha, when does Shabbos start halachically? When the stars come out, Midoraisa. So what are you going to tell me that today we count Sfira better than the times of the temple? That's crazy. So what's the machlokas there? You guys have time to think about it.
There's kind of Tosefa and Sfira.
Oh, okay. So the question is, what do Chazal do? There's two ways they can handle something like Sfira. Either what you could say is that they can duplicate Sfira, okay? Meaning however Sfira was done back then, it's done today. So when do you count?
Right between.
No, when do you count?
After
Tzeis. It's a duplicate. But if you say it's a remembrance, like a commemoration, then Yenotam, what do? They're creating a whole new institution of Sfira. It's a very similar thing here. You see, what did they do? Did they take Shemitah? I don't forget the issue of Doraisa. I think the real issue of the Gemara is that the easiest way to create Tosefa Shvi'is is to do what? It's simply to, like you said, to extend it backwards. To say, instead of saying Shvi'is starts now, we're going to say it starts earlier, right? But the problem is that's. But then the question is, how does that distinguish regular Shemitah from Tosefa Shvi'is, right? So the other way to do it is no. If you make it like you guys are saying, which is that it's to, you know, train people not to do Malacha, that means it's a new institution of Shvi'is. You understand? So in other words, there's two ways the rabbis can go ahead and have a Tosefa Shvi'is. Either they can say, we're going to take the institution and just extend it backwards, okay, which is very easy to do, but has interesting halakhic consequences, which we're not going to take up now, or they're going to say, no, we're going to create this whole new institution of Tosefa Shvi'is. It's rabbinical. Now you're going to ask, what's the practical difference? The practical difference is very simple. If it's simply extending Shvi'is earlier, then all the halakhas that apply by Shvi'is will apply to Tosefa Shvi'is. But if they create their own, what could they start doing? They can start doing things like if there's a hefset, it's not going to apply, pick and choose which malachas, etc. There's a big difference between the two. The easiest thing to do is extend it backwards. Duplicate it. Right? Okay. Ariel, yeah. Because you could say like this. Because you could say that when, if you're going to say it's Doraisa, yeah. So now Tosefa Shvi'is has what quality to it that wouldn't have it if it's rabbinical?
Doraisa quality.
What's the Doraisa quality to it? If it's darshan from the Torah. Meaning what?
Like it's normal Shvi'is. Even all malachas of Shvi'is.
Right, meaning there is an actual shvisa, which means it's kedushas aretz, which means it's an actual reality, a halachic, a divine reality of that period of time prior to Shemitah. You understand? That's a big nafkamina. That's why they're saying it's daraisa. You understand? If it's rabbinic, there's no kedushas shvias prior to Shemitah. Fine, that answers the first thing. But now, what about Yamim Flev Rosh Hashanah? So how many days before Rosh Hashanah? How many days? So you know this already, right?
3 days or 3 months.
Meveres HaGemara, go.
Oh, Mavarasa Gemara, my
Haikavana. No, skip. No, that's the question. I said that already. Next.
Yom Shoshana. Rosh Hashanah.
Good. Mevaris Gemara.
Mevaris Gemara. Kavana Rabbi Yochanan. He get it not come over. Shishabino.
Right. Amasai Horshin. Right.
What?
Keep reading.
Oh,
skip that part. So until when can you furrow around those trees, those apple trees before Shemitah? Beisham Omrim calls much after the prayer, right? And then skip to Uveisil Omrim. Ada Chatzeres. Good. And then Ukrovin.
Ukrovin Dibrei Elu.
Okay, good. So it cites the Machlokas. We have the Machlokas between what do you call it? Beisham and Beisila. So remember, we just did that yesterday, okay? So, which is a very close period of time. We'll say around Shavuos, okay? That's for Stei Ilan. I keep going to Gemara. Damasei Horshin.
Damasei Horshin, Beseda Halavan.
What's a white field? What's that?
Wheat.
Yes. Tvua always means wheat. So until when can you plow in a wheat field? Be'er Shvius? Keep going. Just skip where it says... sorry. Kozman shehalacha me'agashamim.
Kozman shehalacha me'agashamim shel
shana.
Shel shana shishit adayin.
Mitsuya. But lachrosh. Now, talk about knowledge of farmers, okay?
Yeah.
So as long as the moisture from the sixth year rains is still present in the wheat field, then you can plow there. But once that disappears, aval mishetichle halecha, when that disappears, aso lachrosh. Now, again... Mikshaos, all right? So, as long as people are doing what? Are plowing to plant kishuim, which are zucchinis, okay? Ukdei, lita, midlaos, what are midlaos? Diluim? Gourds or pumpkins. And here it's pumpkins. Motalachrosh. Look at that one. What's so different between those two? No. There's the first one is achetichle halecha. That's a very there's the moisture drying off, then I can't plow anymore. The second one is as long as people are still plowing to plant their zucchini, then you could do that. But when they stop, then what do you call it? After that, you can't. Because the moisture's still there. And the plowing helps 6 year stuff. When they stop doing it, you can't say anymore. It's interesting how you have two, just as a subtle point. One of them is more objective, moisture gone from the ground. The second one is describing people's actions. You understand? Which happens to be the same thing. No more moisture on the ground. But fine. Okay. So that's the first thing. So according to the first way of learning, when do you stop, what do you call it, doing malacha on Erev Shvius? When does Tosefta Shvius start? I don't know, when, approximately? So if you in the machlokas b'sham b'sila by Stei Ilan, let's say at Saris approximately, and here, here so far we'll say when, not necessarily Pesach.
Yes.
No, it's like whenever the moisture stops, maybe. Okay, Rosh Shimon Omer.
Imkin natna Torah shiur kol achad b'yachad
b'yada. See, I was waiting for someone to ask that question. No one asked that yesterday. See, the Bavli would ask that question. The Yushami doesn't. It's amazing. I think the most obvious question. You can't have, how could you ever have an objective rabbinical law? And you're going to say that what? That if I go by Noam's field, he's still plowing to plant Kishuim, but Han stopped.
Yeah,
that's, but you can't have, Imke Nusna Torah, read it the question the right way. Imke Nusna Torah Shir Lekol Echav Echav Biyado?
Maybe agriculture.
Wait, we're not going to let the inmates run the asylum. That's insane. We cannot allow halacha. We can't say Tosef Shvias is going to be based on Shanks Farm doing it, stopping it on April 30th and Han May 1st and Noah May 15th.
I'm
trying to point out, notice this tension that exists. It exists in Yerushalayim and exists here also. The tension is that do we want to go in the agricultural realm purely? But then, that's going to lead to a subjective application of halacha, or do we want to objectify it, create these fixed times, but that rejects, that undermines how the agricultural system works. Because in Han's field, the moisture may stop X, and then Shank, it's going to be a week later. So there's no way to universalize these things. So Rav Shimon says, Ela b'stei lavan. Right. That's... Don't forget that. That's the easiest way to learn it, right? To say that, we'll have two fixed times. There's Pesach time and Atzeres time. And that's it. I'm not going to worry about looking at different people's fields and looking who's working in the field and who's not. That's crazy. That's crazy. So I think the easiest approach to take is to say this is simply as a reflection of the machlokas beishami beisila, meaning you have this tension. What do we emphasize? Do we emphasize the agricultural actions, and sacrifice objectivity, or do we go by objective zmans, even though it's not an agricultural idea? You cannot say that I know we're mispala for it, but I'm saying the rainy season doesn't have a fixed date. Okay.
This is word va'omer.
No, va'omer of Shimon ben Pazi.
Va'omer of Shimon ben Pazi. Amar of Yehoshua ben Levi. Mishum bar kapara. It's like blurry.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. Rabban Gamliel
Nimnu. Rabban Gamliel ube dino Nimnu al shnei parim ahalalu. Amar be Rabbi Shimon.
Interesting. This is the kind of thing also you guys would be happy about, right? This isn't what you guys want to do with the entire rabbinical system. Basically, what happens? This Beis Din came along and said, listen, this Pesach Shavuos business, you can now do Malacha all the way to Rosh Hashanah. So the Gemara says, Amar Le,
blah, blah, blah. Fine. Rabban Gamliel Beis Dino, Hechi Matsu,
Mivali Takanta Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. What are you, how can they possibly Vatal Takanta Beis Shammai Beis Hillel? Kate said, Michon Vatal Takanta should take the Beis Shammai. They have no man the means to do it, but that's none. Right? Okay. I mean, you can only, this is, we moved on already.
I had a question.
All right, so what's the Gemara's answer? Ishtomen b'kisha achada. Okay? You know what that means? Look what he says. Shosak zman muad v'chashav mayena. I love the Bavli. So the Gemara says, after he heard this question, he had to think about it. Stop and think about it. By the way.
Amar le imar. Ma shiyochem anu.
So what I could say is, kach.
Kach hitnu shamay v'hilel b'nehem v'shash tignem. Shekol harutze l'batel et hakanatam.
Isn't it great? Bobby's great.
He like thinks about it. He's like, oh, that could happen.
What's the problem with this answer? He's answering the question with the question. He's saying you can never mevatel a takana beishan beisela because it's going to be greater than your basin. The only way it could ever be mevatel is if they built into the very takana itself this mechanism that could be mevatel. Oh, is that like the only answer you could give? Very strange, right?
Maybe Rabban.
Again, it's obviously the out. I don't care about the outside issue. The outside issue is that getting to the mechanics of who can vatal who's bezin. That's an excellent question, but not for this. What I want to know is, within Tosefes Shvi'is, right, what's this, why would you ever suggest that Beis Shammai Beis Hillel would make the takana of Tosefes Shvi'is, i.e. starting before Shemitah, not doing Yeshem Malacha, right, avoiding doing Malacha, why would they create a takana with a built-in ability to mevatal later on? That's not something you see often. Like Shank was saying, you don't see that often. So what's pushing them? Forget how he came up with his answer. That's insane. But I don't care about that. I mean, it's an interesting question. I want to know, why would they set the Takan up that way? Why would they, in other words, the Rabbanos are set up how? You guys know this. Timeless, right? Once you cannot ride a horse on Shabbos because in lead to pick a branch off a tree, you can never do that. But this Takana, and by the way, it's a massive institution. The entire institution of Tosefes Shvi'is, you're telling me, is one that Beis Shammai Beis Hillel built in a way that you could get rid of it if needed? Why would they do that? Why not make this a good old Durabanan? Is Tosefes Shvi'is as a Durabanan different?
Then it can be like, it's like kind of like Doraisa Durabanan, kind of weird.
It's good. Okay, but normally, normally Durabanans, right, are very limited, right? Like, give me an example. What's a limited Durabana? Normal Durabana. What?
Muxa.
No, that's a bad example. Although it is more limited than you think, but that's a bad example.
But do they want to stress it Durabananness in terms of they want people thinking it's their rice?
Yes. Good. Okay. That I think you can go with. Okay. Because, see, the problem is this. You're not saying this action's usher. You're saying all the actions of the seventh year are now also during this period of time. That is a massive derabbanan enterprise. And extending, like you're saying, and extending Shemitah backwards, right? They're not just saying, like, I can't ride a horse on Shabbos. They're saying the entire institution of Shemitah, with all its massive system of malacha, is also what? 3 months before Shemitah starts? So it could be, and this is something that I do see exists often in derabbanans. The Rabbanan often want to show that their thing is different. Hold on, let me finish. Is different than a deraisa. So it could be that by building in this self-destruct mechanism, it's just kind of like telling us we need a matir to make this derabbanan. This is not like a normal derabbanan.